reports, fire chief.
Hello there, St. Pete staff, fire chief, Vincent's Fire Department, always along with the good news. Rescue One, one of our new rescue trucks, was involved in a motor vehicle accident on September 21st at 10th and Hart Street. No dam, or minor damage to the truck, actually to both vehicles, did not meet our deductible. It was turning the corner off of 10th Street on the Hart and struck a boat, which was sticking out the back end of a pickup truck.
A dock boat?
Not one of the department doors on the truck. Previous, I forgot to say, year-to-date, we're at 1,904 runs, 225 month-to-date. Ladder 3, last week, blew the water pump. It has been taken to Prestige and fixed. It's back in service. Tower 1, our big ladder truck, this Wednesday will be going to Jerry's Automotive in Evansville to have the valve replaced that, if you remember, about a month ago, it was taken up to Indianapolis. They were going to fix it. They couldn't get the part. It was going to be astronomical amount, so we brought the truck back. Jerry's out of Evansville was able to find the part at a considerable reduction in cost and labor cost. So it will be going down there Wednesday, and we will have it back in service by the end of the week. Station 2, we found some mold that has been remediated. The mayor and city engineer went out there and looked at it. That has been taken care of. I would like to thank Synergy Metronet, American Red Cross for the Fill the Boot campaign that they did for us. And also all of the corporate and private donors that have given to us for fire prevention and the boat campaign. And speaking of fire prevention, I would just want to publicly announce that the week of October 4th through the 10th is Fire Prevention Week, and we will be doing our normal activities with the schools, and so you'll be seeing us out and about quite a bit that week. Thank you.
City Inspector. City Inspector Phil Cooper, as of today, from 9:14 to today, we had 49 violations, 11 bills, and 8 junk debris. Give you an update on 4th of Main. Everybody's concerned about it Friday. I talked to him again today, Mark Herman, supervisor over for the clean construction. We're going to have, Friday, we're going to have containers moved on Main Street, all cleaned up on the street, the fence moved back to the gutters by the sidewalk, and we're going to park all their equipment on 4th Street. So 4th Street will be blocked. And
we're going to be blocked.
The Main Street will be open. They're removed. He told me today that they'll probably have all the roofing off tomorrow, and they'll start taking the timbers out and then folding the knocking bricks into the building itself. So, but Friday, he said it would be, we'll have everything ready for the party. So, and Monday they'll block it again. So it'll be blocked probably for another 2 or 3 weeks until they get down to the first level. And after that, he said we can get a machine, maybe open one side of Main Street. So.
Okay. Thanks.
Next is Anna Shelton. She is in. Okay. Mr. Wilson.
The gentleman, Dan Wilson, City Cemetery. And I got to keep my notes in my hand here. We had 166 services to date this year, which puts us about 22 ahead of last year, and we have 20 for the month of September so far. We're down the process of taking down several what they call, I guess, water oak trees that have died in the cemetery. I guess it's a citywide problem according to the fellows taking it down. We probably got about half of them, though. Probably got another, I'd say 10 more to go before it's done. And that's it. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Police Department.
Dusty Lukey, Vincent's Police Chief. I've got a couple of things I need to run by you guys this week. I'm actually on my off week. I'm due to report the next meeting, but for today, I did want to go ahead and get the official trick-or-treat hours in to begin with. I have a press release. Halloween falls on Saturday this year, which is nice. Rather than the middle of the week, it makes it a little bit easier. So the official trick-or-treat times will be Friday, October 30th from 5:30 to 9, and Saturday, October 31st from 5:30 to 9. Again, we always remind everyone, these are official hours, are just a guideline, not a law or rule. The hours are simply to give citizens some idea of when to expect trick-or-treaters in their neighborhoods and some reasonable times for those participating to patronize those houses who are welcoming visitors. So there will be some other events. Leave the Halloween Safe Stops on Friday this year out on Hart Street, and usually Main Street has one scheduled as well. The second item of business I have, I'm happy tonight to come before you with an award that we want to give out to recognize a person who's not of our department, which a lot of times the awards that we give out or are at the merit board service for commendations for those on the department. Today we'd like to recognize somebody that's not on our department. And so that we always think that's as important as well, to recognize those that help us do our job. On the early morning hours of July the 1st, 2015, the Vincennes Police Department was responding to a suspicious person that was down in the area of 2nd and Park Streets. The individual had injected bath salts and was heavily intoxicated with bath salts. He was to be transported to Good Samaritan Hospital for treatment. And during that transport, he became very combative and battered ambulance personnel. And our officers, Officer Reese, who's here with me, actually had to intervene there to try to get the person under control. As most of you know, and we've talked about this not too long ago, people that are under the influence of bath salts can be very strong. They often don't feel pain, they're very paranoid, and they're very hard to get subdued. And this was the case on that evening as well, to the point where Officer Reese was strangled at one point. And we want to recognize paramedic Steph Vance for stepping in and helping subdue the arrestee. I would also like to say that Steph was also a intern with Vincennes Police Department when she was in the criminology program. And so we surely appreciate all that she did and what she did to come forward and help Stacy on that evening. And I think Stacy got a couple of things maybe she wanted to say as well.
Mr. Mayor, Mr. Hill, Mr. Vine. We don't typically get to come up here and say good things about citizens when we deal with them. Normally it's when people are at their worst. Paramedic fans stayed in the ambulance even though their policy is to leave. I had no backup at that point. Everybody was busy on other calls. They had stayed in the back of the ambulance and was able to help me subdue this subject. If Vance had not stayed in the ambulance, I do believe more lethal measures would have had to be taken to subdue that man. And because paramedic Vance assisted me, we were able to save his life. I was not hurt. And paramedic Vance, who suffered a concussion during this struggle, was also able to get out of that ambulance without serious injury. So I would just like everyone to take the time to recognize the great work that Knox County EMS did in assisting us.
Shake hands?
Stacy, want to shake hands?
Joe, don't try to get up north.
How many third eagle pointer are you doing?
Nope.
You're up next.
Congratulations.
Yeah, we got one more picture of Joe. Hey, try to get up. Face is quick, please.
You know how it works.
Joe, could you move over there? Okay, again, try again. All right, let me make it. That's Mark laughing in the background. I mean, you made it up there.
Yep. Hey, the only thing else I would mention while I was here is I did want to recognize the idea that last week our K-9 officers had the opportunity to go to the national conference. It was held up around 4 hours. And it was a good opportunity for them to collaborate with other K-9 officers. There were approximately 80 teams there. They had the chance to deploy from helicopters, from boats, do a lot of specified training. And I believe that K-9 Officer Wagner also ended up on Fort Wayne's news channel there. So it was a pretty neat event for them. And this is the first year, obviously, with us just gathering around and for them to experience that. So that's all I have. Thank you.
And next.
I have a supplemental striping contract for RoadSafe, contractor out of Evansville. This is for Kimmel Road, bike lane on Red Scout Boulevard, Washington Avenue from Old Orchard to Bridge 8, and Bell Crossing at Washington Avenue.
And this is just money that's in Bryce's budget for striping, so.
Right. So you need a motion to approve the
quote or
the contract. Okay. So I'll make a motion to approve the contract presented by the city engineer for the strike.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
So they don't know how much.
No old business, we'll move to new business.
It's a secret.
First up is Vincent Drogue, Pavilion Bike Rack. I don't believe there's anybody here for that, but I do want to mention that, since I couldn't be here, I'll speak on their behalf. They went to the bike rack now at the pavilion, and I would like to give them, I suggest to people to, for a bike rack, if not two bike racks.
And this is the word that leaves his eyes, and it's been to the cooler. Those will be located on the Second Street side of the
Probably Second Street side for the original one, and then the other one will just see how. I know when the farmers market on Saturday mornings, they usually have boots set up on the back side, but
right.
Being played.
Right, okay. So you want, you would recommend that we approve the location of one, if not two, of the aforementioned bike racks?
Right.
Okay, so I'll make a motion that Keith Benson's Rolling be allowed to erect one or two bike racks at the pavilion.
Second motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Next is Salvation Army Bucket Brigade and Sign.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm Lieutenant Kurtzlund with the Salvation Army. As you recall, in January, we came in and had a couple of bucket brigades authorized. It wasn't real thought out for December, so what we're looking for is to see if maybe we can move that from December 11th and 12th up to November 13th and 14th.
And what's the location of that?
It's at 15th and Hart.
That's at 15th.
Right. It's on 15th.
We don't have another one at that time.
No, sir.
For that location.
No.
Okay. So let's entertain the separate motions. We'll make a motion to change the Salvation Army Bucket Brigade at 15th and Hart from December 11th and 12th to the new date, November 13th and 14th.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
I didn't hit a sign.
Yeah, the second thing that we're looking at is see what would be the requirements for getting a sign at 6th in Minneapolis. Where our facility is, the church is kind of awkward and hard to find. Just wanted to put something up showing where the church and the food pantry's located at.
That price?
So we have other expenses for that. Okay. We have a place to, there's another church I know on 60 that has a sign that indicates the property. And then there is a location. Okay. Okay, so we'll make a motion to approve signage on the 6th and Minneapolis area, dependent upon proper acquisition of property to erect said sign.
I'll second the motion. And all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, gentlemen.
With the original.
All right, thank you, sir.
I want this board to think about possible changes in bucket brigades. I know there's been some close calls at 15th and Hart. I don't know if this is something we want to continue, or if maybe we want to move it to a different intersection. Yeah, 6th and Miller is a four-way stop. So that's just something to think about. Maybe discuss in the future.
Okay. I mean, is that something that public safety or somebody should take a look at or give us some...
That's why you're the Board of Works and Public Safety.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dave. I have no problem with entertaining a suggestion in the future.
How about I'll fit with the police chief and fire chief?
Can we hold that on for a minute?
Some recommendations
for location.
Okay.
Sounds good to me. Next is Brett Stevens' silent walk.
If she does this in mime, I'll be impressed.
Hi.
I hate mine.
I don't know if you had an opportunity to read the letter, and I'll explain it, so I won't go through all of the... This is for my granddaughter. She has Rett syndrome, which is a very rare condition, and we're wanting to do a silent walk here in Vincennes. Silent because Rett girls don't talk. So we would like to do it from the First Church of God, which George Carl, pastor of First Church of God, is kind of taking this on. And since I don't live here, they wanted to do something. They're kind of taking this on. The walk would start there. It would go to the memorial. Our plan is to be as visible as possible. We would be on the sidewalks. We would not be using the city streets. It would be on the sidewalks. We were hoping to go maybe down St. Clair. And the one thing that has changed from the letter I gave you, I put 2nd Street. He suggested 6th Street, using the sidewalks on 6th Street to possibly by go and then to the memorial from there.
Not using 2nd.
That is correct. He figured that would not be as visible. Yes.
To Vigo.
Yes. 6th Street, then to Vigo, to the memorial.
And then your letter mentioned that you needed to still secure some permission from the memorial post.
I have not had a phone call back, so I still
will
continue. Right. The only other thing we need to have there is when we get there, my daughter's hoping maybe just have some music playing. And she was a microphone. She was actually going to talk for a little bit. This has been done in other cities, and that's kind of been the procedure.
If you have trouble getting hold of somebody at the memorial, let me know, because okay. I mean, I talk to them all the time, and okay. Frank Dukin.
Yeah, that's who I call. Yeah.
It could be Frank's been out of town quite a bit recently, so okay. Maybe.
I left a message, so.
Okay. I'm sure I'll get back to you. So what we'll do is approve this, pending their participation, something to that effect. So when is the date on this meeting?
Okay, November the 7th. Okay, yeah, October is actually Red Awareness Month, but because of circumstances and people being involved, the advertisement and everything will be through October, so the walk itself will be in November.
Okay, and what's the approximate time then?
10 a.m. We would like to leave the church, yes, at 10.
Okay.
So we'll make a motion to approve the silent walk for the Rett syndrome for the Hunker family to take place on November 7th, starting at 10 o'clock in Church of God and concluding at or near the memorial, pending confirmation from GRC.
Okay, yeah, and for some reason we can't use the memorial. We still like to do the walk with the stands on.
And we could do something with the old cathedral or City Hall or, you know, either of those is an option to help, so.
Right.
I'll second the motion.
Hey, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks. Next, installing new utilities to the DH County Council of Corporate. John Spray.
Our guys in hiding here.
JDH Contracting contacted my office and Phil's office. They are going to be installing a new fiber optic cable on behalf of Windscreen in a couple of locations, coming in from the north, going to the hospital, and then coming in from the south. And they will be boring underneath, I think, a small section of 6th and a small section of Prairie. And they're just requesting Board of Works approval to install a new utility inside the city right away.
So, and you know the price of the next game to be down there?
I think as soon as possible.
Tomorrow.
Oh, sure. Okay. ASAP, okay, all right. Okay. And this is in conjunction with the hospital?
I believe so.
Okay. Okay, so we're going to approve utility access, and what's the name for JDH Contracting?
On behalf of Windstream.
On behalf of
Windstream.
Windstream,
yeah.
Okay. On behalf of Windstream, as approved by the city engineer, as soon as possible in the 6th and Prairie Street areas. I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Next up is parking space request for 1.7 North Center.
Oh, cool. We go. We just like
seven. Oh, thank you. How are you guys, man? Thank you for your time. Oh, I can request a couple of parking spots on the maybe Broadway and 2nd Street. I'd like at least maybe 4 if it's possible, 2 for handicap and 2 for like people who pick up not the food. What's available, I mean. But I don't know what the situation is in sense, you know, still on the stage under construction. I like it.
Do you have an approximate time of when you're going to be open?
Well, my contract, he thinks about the second week in December should be ready. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to do anything because it's holiday season, but a little busy for me. But my goal is maybe by the second week in January,
okay.
Try to move it in.
So,
I haven't looked at it specifically yet, but I know that our striping plan for 2nd Street includes ADA spots, so we can just make sure that we put one there. And typically they go at the corner, so we can put one on each side of the street at 2nd and Broadway.
Right.
So we put it. It may already be calling for one ADA spot there right in front of his restaurant, and then we can put one on the other side of the street too. And then if you guys approve, we could put one on Broadway. I mean, we don't typically, we have permissible parking over there. So it's up to you guys if we want to designate another striping or another ADA spot or any other type of specialty parking. But I know we do have at least one plane for that area.
Yes, utilizing that's one by spot for other customers to do good.
Right, I mean, I understand, but also I've got to look at people trying to pick up the food, just to make it one place and park it in and out.
Yeah, so I think one of the, you know, in terms of requests, one is handicapped, but then another is request for like a temporary parking for pickup, right? So.
Okay, I took it as.
No.
It's not a reason. Okay.
So what we'd be doing is approving the ADA slots that John has described, but then
We already have that in the works.
We already have that in the works. So really, I don't know if we need to actually make a motion in that regard. The question then would be to make a separate motion for a designated temporary parking area for pickup
for the restaurant.
And are you wanting that like certain times or?
I like it all day. You know, like just that all day.
But I mean, so but what you have in mind is that if we designated an area, then it would say temporary parking, 20-minute parking for food pickup.
Right. Yeah.
I'm looking at the chief to kind of.
Yeah, that's what I was envisioning. Maybe during business hours.
Okay.
Okay, is this a fee we would charge, like, because it would be designated to his address, or? I'm not gonna be, Mr. Riley. That would be the one you need. Similar to.
This is like a loading zone and.
Well, I mean, I guess, you know, the most restaurants that I'm aware of, they currently have those kind of things. They are on parking lots where, I mean, you look like at Applebee's or some places like that, they have a pickup, you know.
Yeah, those are called private lots.
Right. You understand what we're requesting.
So you're designating a parking spot forever, which may or may not be used, depending on volume of the particular
right.
business.
Right.
And there are other businesses on Second Street that
right.
may not want to give that space up.
You understand?
Yeah. Well, that's fine. That's possible. That's
right. Fine. So then, I guess the question that we're asking, because do we have any place in town now that we're using? I guess the similarity would need some loading zones that we have. We do have that on Main Street.
Yeah, we haven't done a loading zone in decades.
Right.
Would it be better to put a 15-minute temporary parking, or meaning that another business, somebody.
Right. I mean, like I said, people don't want to share with the neighbor. That's what I'm making.
And that's the same thing it's going to have with the handicap as well.
Right.
Too. You know, that's necessary.
Yeah, the handicap parking obviously would be eligible for anybody.
Right. Right.
Isn't this what they wanted on Main Street too, just recently?
Mm-hmm. Oh, they wanted like 11 to 1 or something. They didn't want 24 all that is parking for number.
That's true. That's limited.
Yeah.
Other street actions.
We grant something. We didn't grant anything.
Looks like there's a head potent. I think you might want to take it under advisement because this is a bigger policy decision.
Middle of the day. Okay. So we'll assume that per the city engineer's recommendations, there will be handicapped parking at that intersection next to your restaurant, and that the recommendation for additional reserve parking for restaurant pickup will be sent. Asked to look into further recommendations for that. Yeah. Okay. Great.
Thank you so much.
Next is change order 2 for Division 3 of the Vincent Levy project. That will be pointing. This is a change order in the amount of $9,895. And the reason this is before us in the notice is inequality. So, and the reason this change order is in place is because they made some down at the Paris Street pump station, they had to extend the pipe that they pump the water out to the river from our storm sewer, and they didn't figure in riprap and maybe something else. So this is the increase where it would be for the riprap and making sure that pipe is extended far enough for whatever that means. And the total is $9,895.
Okay. So the motion is to approve a change order in the contract price with Wabash Utilities from the current $486,255.28 to a new price. An additional $9,895 to make the new total $496,150.28.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
And if we have nothing else, we'll just need a motion to adjourn.
Sorry.